on the issue of climate change, I believe the climate changes. I believe in variations in the climate throughout history, and that's documented.
Yes, not the controversy.
But the facts are these. The facts are these, and this is by the National Oceanographic Agency, that from 1975 until about 2000, the global mean surface temperature increased by about a half a degree centigrade. Since 2000, it has not increased at all.
Bullshit.
But let's assume for a moment there's no global climate change. Why isn't it the religious, God-fearing thing to do to protect our Earth under any circumstances? Why isn't that the imperative? Why should you need a statistic to teach you that?
That's a straw man. Everybody agrees that we should be good stewards of God's creation. Everybody agrees on that. We're all for clean air.
Reducing carbon emissions.
The problem is the unintended consequences. Let me just give you one example. You probably supported when you were in Congress, certainly the Bush administration did, an ethanol mandate that would say that 10% of the gasoline when you went to the pump would be ethanol, okay, for purposes of lowering carbon emissions. What people didn't calculate is a third of the U.S. corn crop got diverted to gasoline. What happened? Relief agencies trying to feed the poor in Africa. In Mexico, where a third of the population lives on $5 or less a day, there were riots.
Well, what about
because
increasing
the price
fuel efficiency
food
by 50%?
Double.
Okay.
But didn't it, in the Bible, didn't it rain bread?
Yeah.
Only for a while.
No, it rained. Okay,
it didn't rain bread, dummy. It rained bread. Frogs.
Oh, whatever.
God made.
Mama, he doesn't talk.
It rained bread.
It's in his Bible.